St. Thomas Aquinas says, "Praise be to Jesus. I have come to help the world to see that just as there are chambers of the united hearts and seasons in the world, there are also seasons in the soul, seasons which mark the soul's relationship to God. In the world, the seasons are measured by Earth's relationship or proximity with the sun. In the spiritual life, the seasons are measured by the soul's relationship with God and how closely he follows the divine will. In the world, there are four named seasons. You have spring, when there is an awakening and a budding of new life. Then comes summer, when all is in full bloom and reaches its greatest potential. Then comes fall, when an abundant harvest is the reward for hard work. Finally, you have winter, where there is not much life and all seems dormant. In the spiritual realm, the soul starts out in the winter season. His relationship with God is dead or nearly dead. There is no apparent closeness to the divine will, to God, or attempt in living in holy love. Next, the soul comes into the springtime of his spiritual journey. His spirit is awakened and comes alive. He forms a budding relationship with God and is eager to overcome any error or weed on his path of holiness. After spring comes summer. The soul blooms and reaches its fullest potential. It influences its environment with the aroma of sanctity. Next, the soul passes into the autumn of his life. If he has pursued personal holiness, he bears an abundant harvest that will bear favor in this life and the next. Although this comparison may seem tedious at first, I invite the listener to realize that as there are many variants in the environmental seasons, there are also many influences in the spiritual journey. Holy love in the heart is the way to stay your course. It fertilizes personal holiness, making the soul healthy and warding off any disease of Satan.